Welcome to the Awakened Woman Podcast, your practical roadmap to spiritual awakening. So in today's episode, I thought it would be great to talk about exactly what a spiritual awakening is. Dive into whether we consider ourselves to be awake and how on earth does this spiritual awakening happen? So what I want today's episode to be is a simple practical explanation of the signs, what you might expect, and how you can then step out and shine as your amazing, unique self. So what on earth is spiritual awakening? So the notion has been around for a long time in a variety of different cultures. You may have heard it called nirvana or bliss or enlightenment. But essentially, it's when a person wakes up. They start to see the world through new eyes for the first time. They start to see things differently. And at times, it can be mildly unnerving. And questions start to arise for us as to who am I? Why am I here? And what the heck is my life's purpose? Carl Jung described the process as coming back to self. But for me, it's coming back to self and starting to experience higher states of consciousness and really tuning into your intuition and letting your heart lead you, connecting in with your soul and creating a soul-led life. But what causes your spiritual awakening? Well, frankly, it can be anything from the mundane, just making a coffee or sat on a train, to huge life-changing events such as a death, a divorce, an accident, something that shakes you to your very core. And these events can trigger you and start you on a journey of dramatic self-discovery and awakening. They can be spontaneous, but I'm going to be really honest with you, those spontaneous events are incredibly rare. More than likely, it happens when an event in our life, such as losing our job or changing jobs, just triggers something within us and we start to look a little bit deeper. And for some, it's a journey which has just been marinating in the background for a long time and you can't quite pinpoint the trigger, but it's just been there quietly working away, quietly growing within inside you. So it doesn't matter how it occurs for you, whether it's at an unexpected time, after a huge life-changing event, or it's a slow process. Because whatever it is for you, it is absolutely perfect for who you are. These awakenings can often occur at unexpected times, but the true gift within these awakenings is that they occur at the precise moment that they're needed. And it's when these awakenings start to happen, we really start to question ourselves. We question our old habits, we question our belief, and we start asking these big questions. What's my life purpose? What's the meaning of life? It's not all bells and whistles when this happens, though. It can be slow. It can be a maturing process. You may just find yourself starting to read about topics like angels or Reiki, or you might start using yoga. For me, this process really started to happen just before my divorce. So I'd started to read an amazing fiction book, actually, which I've never been able to find again. I can't find it in my pile of books. I can't find it in the pile of books at my parents' house. But it was a beautiful book about angels and a woman who painted angels. And it just got me triggering and got me starting to wonder exactly what angels were and how I could bring them into my life and would they make a difference to my life. At the time, I was in a pretty dark place and I just started to read around the topic. I started to get interested in it and just gradually these little bits of information just started to pull together. So when I sat on Glastonbury Tour when my divorce was going through, and I just said to myself, yeah, okay, show me, guide me, let me move in a way that my soul wants me to move. So my awakening was slow. It was gathering information. But if I look back at it, actually, it was pretty quick. I woke up fairly quickly around 2012. And ever since then, I've been growing. But it was perfect for me. So whatever's going on for you, whether you consider yourself awake, where you're in the middle of it and you're not quite sure, You're exactly where you need to be at this moment in time. So let's talk about what happens perhaps before we awake. And I want to talk to you a little bit about dark nights of the soul. And there are a few signs about dark nights of the soul. These often trigger a spiritual awakening. So for me, a dark night of the soul is where we feel really cut off. We feel cut off from self, from source, the divine, all that is, whatever you want to regard it. We feel cut off from the universe. And before we awaken, we can go through this process. And whatever happens, just be aware that it's always light at the end of the tunnel. But for me, something triggers this. And what happens is the old of our life needs to be stripped away. And the new begins to emerge. These dark nights of the soul can maybe happen after a traumatic event. It might just be triggered one day, or it might just be that you are no longer feeling satisfied with life. So I'm just going to quickly interject and say, if you are falling into a deep depression and you know that this is a clinical issue, please, please, please go and see a doctor. But there are a few signs that you might be going through a dark night of the soul, or you have already gone through the dark night of the soul. You may feel isolated or abandoned, but not quite sure who has abandoned you. You might have quite a low mood. You might be feeling quite lost, quite directionless, feeling deeply, deeply tired, and you can't quite pin it down to a physical symptom. You're lacking in motivation. You may feel that your life is falling apart, or you're starting to ponder these deep questions about life. You may even feel the need to clean and purge your space. You may feel the need to clean and purge your body as well. You may want to do a little detox. You may feel that you're throwing out all your clothes in your wardrobe and starting again. But you also get a feeling of not quite belonging to this planet, that there's something more than this human spacesuit in which we embody. That isn't an exhaustive list, but it's kind of a practical list of to help you recognize what you might experience when you start to go through a dark night of a soul. And yes, you can have more than one. And trust me, I've had more than one dark night of the soul. It can happen, and just notice when it does. Be aware of what's happening and embrace this phase. Think of it as a cocoon phase. It's dark, it's confusing, but it's not, it can be scary. Sometimes it's not scary. But out of this cocoon phase, this dark phase, out emerges a butterfly, and you will always, always come out of the other side stronger, brighter, and more vibrant. So if you find you're experiencing what you think might be the dark night of the soul, go with it. Really focus on healing yourself. Write it down. Buy a journal. Buy a beautiful journal. Or buy a journal that you can burn if you're feeling really angry, and you can write into it. Maybe try and learn to meditate. And maybe, even though it's hard, try and tell someone what's going on. Find someone who you may know has gone through it. Or the internet is a wonderful place now. If you reach out on social media, I can guarantee you are going to find someone who has experienced the same and can give you that love and support that you need. But most importantly, no, you're not on your own. The universe is always going to support you. And that phrase, it too will pass. It will pass, and you will come out of the tunnel on the other side. So hold on. This is a time to make life deeper, make it better, make it more meaningful. Really start to trust the process. It's almost as if you have to sink into everything that you're feeling. And allow. So that's a dark night of the soul. But then what happens next in your spiritual awakening? What can you expect? What's the roadmap? How am I going to become enlightened? How am I going to become awakened? Well, the truth of the matter is, and I'm from Yorkshire, so I'm never going to mince my words, there's no straight path. There is no roadmap to your spiritual awakening. It happens, it's messy, it's teary, it's wonderful, it's exciting, it's vibrant. But no one spiritual awakening is the same. That being said, however, there is a sort of framework which we can apply to a spiritual awakening. So you know, maybe kind of pick out these steps if this has happened to you. Key thing to remember though is these steps are not linear. Our waking up process is not linear. So just go with it. It's complex. It's multi-layered. We all experience it differently. However, let's look at a little bit of a framework of stages that you might experience. Firstly, dark night of the soul. We've just discussed that. Shifting your perspective, perceiving life in a different way, feeling a bit lost, feeling abandoned, but emerging out of that tunnel into beauty. Then you may find that you are attracted to spiritual topics. So you may be seeking answers, you may delve into yoga, into meditation, you may go for a Reiki treatment, a reflexology treatment, you may find alternative therapies that really appeal to you. You may, like me, find yourself reading books about angels, about guides. You may find yourself reading self-help books, which really try and give you answers. At this stage, and this happened around the dark night of my soul and beyond, devouring as much information as I could possibly take in, be it from the internet. But for me, my personal favourite is to actually get a physical book. So one book that I was addicted to during this phase was Light is the New Black by Rebecca Campbell. And then I went on to read her Rise, Sister, Rise, one of a plethora of books that you could choose. And when you go to look for information, go to the one that you're naturally drawn to. Not necessarily one that someone suggests, but go to the one that your heart is really guiding to you. Next stage you might experience is a desire to clean, to purge, out with the old, in with the new, and that can manifest in lots and lots of different ways, be it cleaning your wardrobe, wanting to move house, wanting to do your garden up, suddenly changing your hair, radically changing everything about your life. You may even change your job. Halfway through my dark night of the soul, at one point I took a promotion. That was huge. That was a change. That was a purge. Changing old energy that I moved from one team in my corporate role into another team. Different type of purge, but a purge nonetheless, to get rid of all that had been, to start a new, brighter way of being. So just notice this phase and really enjoy it. And if you feel the need to, you know, donate your wardrobe elsewhere, go for it. If you feel the need to clean, to purge your house, your garden, whatever, go with it. Flow with it. Allow. Because the more we take out the old, the more we create space to create new energy within our lives, within our homes as well. Beautiful. This process for me is something I go through about twice a year. So, as I said, it's not a linear process at all. We go back to these stages occasionally. After all this, you may then find a desire to connect with others at a deeper level. You're still looking for answers, but you're experiencing breakthroughs now. Old patterns are beginning to dissolve and your true self is beginning to emerge. And you're connecting others. What you're trying to do is dig deeper from the books, from whatever you've been listening to, reading, you know, tuning into. You're still diving deeper. You're looking for deep answers. And you begin to realize that these deep answers come from you, come from your heart, your intuition. Then as we walk along our path again on this roadmap, we might feel a bit more disillusioned again. We feel a bit lost. And this process is a natural ebb and flow. We desire to go deeper. We may change our teachers. We may change what we read. We may change our little daily practices if we've set up daily practices. It's like a mini dark night of the soul. And for some, that might be another dark night of the soul. Again, allow, flow with it. And then we get to the next stage, deep inner work. We start to work with the inner child. We start to do shadow work, address all that is blocking us, all that is hiding beneath who we truly are. We start to delve really, really deeply. And this inner child work, this inner shadow work is an ongoing process throughout our awakened life. The more we remove these blocks, the more we get to know our true self, the more we really begin to become aligned with our soul. And then the final stage, which we slip into every now and again and then come back out and go back through these roadmap stages of dark nights, of cleaning, of purging, of deep inner work, of feeling disillusioned again, is integration. And in that integration, we feel joy, we feel expansion, and we start to experience deep, long-lasting changes. And then maybe we start feeling ready to mentor other people, to share our wisdom with the world. We're starting to see the bigger picture. We begin to feel content, at peace, and deeply aligned. Even when you get to this stage, as it's not a linear process, you can move back and forth between these stages again and again and again. When I decided that I wanted to teach and I wanted to share, I went back into that stage of disillusionment, of feeling a bit lost, of not quite feeling that it's the right thing to do, of not quite, you know, being confident in what I'm sharing. That led me to go back into that deep inner work, to go into that inner child, to speak to the inner child, go into the shadow, go back into meditation, read more topics, change what I'm doing. I purged my desk. I set up everything to do a podcast. And then I step back into integration and joy. I let those changes integrate within my body. And I went out and did it. I expanded and I feel at content and peace and deeply aligned. But I'll go back into these processes. So it's really key to remember you can flip between all of them. It's complex, it's messy, it's wonderful, and it's completely unique to you. Flow and trust the process. Trust, trust, trust. So you're going through this dark night of the soul, you've got the roadmap. But what symptoms might you experience when you're going through this awakening? So this isn't an exhaustive list, and again, I'm going to put that caveat on: if something isn't right within your body, Go see someone who can help you, a medical practitioner, someone who you know, who you trust, who can delve into whatever's going on for you. Some signs and symptoms that you might be going through an awakening process. You start having an interest in metaphysical subjects, crystals, healing, tarot, Reiki. If, like me, you start becoming a crystal fancier, one crystal leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. You may start to find increased empathy and compassion with each other, with others. You may feel you have synchronicities. Your mind-body-spirit connection starts to become really strong. You may start doing an energy practice such as yoga or qigong or tai chi. Your intuition becomes increased. You just know. You have that feeling. You're leading from your heart. Your gut is guiding you. You may want to make radical changes. Again, going back to that cleanse and purge. You might have weird sleep patterns, sleeping more, sleeping less, being awake about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, intense dreams, and a longing to go home. So I want to stress, this longing to go home isn't a suicidal feeling, it's just a feeling of not belonging. This is a closure of a cycle and the start of a new cycle. It's perfectly normal. There are times where I say, stop the planet, I want to get off. It's not because I'm suicidal, it's because, whoa, big changes are going on. Just notice it. And allow. There may also be some physical signs and symptoms of what's going on for you as well. The first one was a big one for me, ringing in the ears. All the time, my ears were buzzing, they were ringing. It was like I had tinnitus, but it wasn't tinnitus. If this happens, just say out loud to whoever is ringing in your ear and bringing you down the download, just step back a bit quieter, please. It can work, and it does work. You might experience a little bit of vertigo. You may feel chills and shivers when you feel the energy increasing, but you don't feel ill. You may have sensations in your body, tingling in the crown, aches and pains. Sometimes these aches and pains are called ascension flu, and I'm going to cover that in another podcast, because that is a whole topic within ourselves, these symptoms we can experience during our personal awakening. But there's also a planetary awakening going on. Let's not confuse it today. I'm going to talk to you about that in another podcast. Neck pain. That's the final one I want to cover. It's not exhaustive, but neck pain. When we're receiving downloads, we get really bad neck pain. Ringing in the ears and neck pain are my two signs that something is going on for me, that I'm upgrading, that I'm changing, that I'm awakening more and more. There are times when my neck is so sore, I end up going for a massage or I go and see someone and they click it back into place. It all feels great. 12 hours later, yep, I know it's a download because that pain is back again. And it's not a physical pain. It's a pain I can't quite describe. Just notice if that happens for you and take plenty of self-care. During this awakening process, there are two key things to do. Ground yourself. Spend as much time outside as you possibly can. If you have access to fields, to parks, to the countryside, to woods, get out there. If you are lucky enough to have a garden with some grass, take your shoes off. Go walk around the garden. Feel that connection to earth. It will bring you back into your body, out of your head, and you can just ask the earth to support you. The second one is drink plenty of water, and you may feel like you are chugging back liters and liters of water, and that's okay. We are 80% water, and this water will help you integrate these changes. So ground yourself, drink lots of water, if you can, rest. And you know what? If you're going through all this and you feel you need to nap, go for it. Napping is the most healing experience during all these changes that you can do. Ground, nap, drink water. And most importantly, look after yourself. We need you. We all love you. And we want you to integrate these changes. In a nutshell, that's what it's like to experience an awakening. Simply, you realise that there is more to life. You might have been triggered by an event or something happening in your life, and you may be going through a dark night of a soul. But like a butterfly, you will emerge on the other side. There's no time frames for this. It's not linear. We will go between the different stages throughout the rest of our life. But essentially, you're starting to communicate with your soul. And you're allowing your soul to grow and expand. So, to finish off, trust the process. Allow. Drink lots of water and know that loads of other people are experiencing this all the time. Feel free to reach out and share your experiences with me. But remember this. You're amazing. You're unique. And you are exactly where you need to be now. And the woman you are about to become is just ahead of you. And she's pretty damned awesome too. You can see her. Tell her that you can see her and that you are going to become her. I am going to send you all so, so much love, and I'll be back with another episode very, very soon. Enjoy your awakening, allow, flow, and trust.